It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Two Monday Night Football games tonight, by the way. A little Monday. It's not really a doubleheader because they overlap, but there is two.
I guess.
And one will start earlier, and then one will start slightly after that, so you have a chance to kind of flip back and forth. I never like it when it's not a doubleheader, though.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch both of these
Why
games.
Not?
I guess I will flip back and forth, but still. Two more games tonight to wrap up week three. We'll get back into everything that happened on Sunday, certainly from a Falcons perspective as well. Back-to-back NFL no huddles now and in 20 minutes to make sure we get to everything, and then we'll get the phone lines open at 1240. Chance for Falcons fans out there to call up 404-726-0929. Let us know just kind of general reaction to last night, but you can go bigger picture than that in three games. I will say I was, you know, we're talking to Drew Butler and Steak in the handoff, and I was listening to them talk earlier too. A lot of positivity and optimism for a 1-2 team. And I get it. I understand where people are coming from with some of the optimism, but it's not always like that.
No.
You know, we've been in the city for a long time.
Right.
One and two tends to be met with a lot of skepticism.
Oh, yeah, they're not bad. They're not a bad football team.
They're not
a bad
football team.
I'm not giving them credit for playing well yesterday.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to. They lost.
Yet.
They lost the game last night
that they could have won. Now, I wouldn't say should have won because Kansas City's really good and Kansas City made plays.
They probably should have won that game.
They certainly could have won.
They probably should have. You take the damn.
Yeah, that's true.
Take the point.
Take the points.
Take the points, and you win the football.
Take the points. I'm a proponent of point taking.
I am. I just don't understand.
I'm captain. Take the points.
I like the 2-point conversion yesterday in the Philadelphia game. Yes, go for two right there.
Sure.
All right, you're up by one. Go for two. Put it by three. That's the way that you can only they can tie you.
That math. I understand that.
But you taking points away and opportunities. I just don't get it no more, man.
No.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I know. And I hate this freaking answer. We want to be aggressive. And we believe in our guys. Whatever. Bad damn call.
Well, so which guys are you talking about in that case? Because that
kickers. We believe in our kickers.
Well, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Because you would kick
Let
it.
Let them kick it.
If you did, you believe in the offense and the offensive line, I suppose. You'd believe in them to get the yard, although they didn't.
That's what they say. We believe in our guys. Okay.
Cool. But what about the defense? You don't believe in them? Because if you kick the field goal and then
you want to. We want to be aggressive, Andy. We don't blink.
If you just say the cliche enough and you say it loud enough, then it's right. Then it's true.
We don't blink.
While you're blinking. Has Mike Tomlin ever said that? Because that's a lie. Because all Mike Tomlin does is blink.
Yes.
He's a blinky son of a gun.
Yeah, we don't blink. There it is. They're showing the highlight right now of the touchdown. It was blocked better, but all they needed was a yard. He wasn't getting no more than a yard on that play.
Oh, no.
That play.
Bijan barely got
into
the end zone.
Do not call that damn formation no more, Zach. he barely got it. Then you got the Juju scoring touchdown.
I forgot Juju Smith-Schuster was even on their team.
Miscommunication in the back end. They were passing it off.
Yep.
And then the guy who was supposed to guard Juju, he hesitated for a second.
Yeah. What?
He hesitated for a second.
And credit to – and obviously so much of the discussion is going to be what didn't work in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Whether it's not taking the points or it's the play call or it's the missed pass interference, all that kind of stuff. And we'll get there. There's some brilliant stuff in the first half. That first drive was textbook.
Yeah.
They went down the field surgically and got into the end zone. And that, you know, that little play that they ran to get Drake wide open.
Yeah, man.
They split Bijan outside and they sent the linebacker with him and the miscommunication between the linebacker and the DB. It was great. It was all just very creative and really well done and really well blocked. And even though the run game wasn't great in the first half, it was effective and it was working well enough to set up the play action.
Oh, where are you going, Tyler? That's your man.
Yeah, we're watching tape now. All right, let's do it. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
So guy. But you know what, Andy? He's not a fullback.
He's a running back.
I bet he blocked him 10 out of 10 times they ran in practice.
Yeah. Tyler forgot he was trying to make him miss.
Yeah, whatever.
He was trying to make
Thought
him
he
miss.
Had the ball.
Yeah. He forgot that he's supposed to get his hat on him and block him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear. All right. Again, focusing on what happened at the end, and we should because that's a big part of why you lost the game. There was some good stuff early as well, including this guy doing it to Mahomes again.
Chiefs on the near hash, moving left to right here in the opening period. Snap to Mahomes.
What?
Looks right.
Is this?
Going to loop it for the end zone. It's intercepted. Awesome. Justin Simmons. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
What a play. What a play, because the tight end was coming open. Now, I'm not sure if AJ, because AJ was coming back, so AJ might have got it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
AJ,
yeah,
yeah. AJ might have got it. But yeah, great play. It's amazing that, you know, that we talked about him and most interceptions ever against Patrick Mahomes. He just added to his total yesterday.
He's got 7 against the Chiefs in his career. He's got 6 against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
We mentioned it on Friday. It's like, hey, if you can turn him over, he'll give you a throw or two. Falcons have the guy that does it.
Yep.
He's got the guy that's gotten him more than anybody else ever. Mahomes went and found him after the game, too.
Oh, he did?
Because they've had a back and forth about it forever. And he went and got me again, man.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that, hell of a play by him, man. Hell, that damn Jesse Bates is good at football. The only thing that makes me mad about Jesse, Jesse had missed some tackles, though.
The little shifty guys.
But that number 3, man, that dude, no, he can play. Biggest thing on defense was they couldn't get off the, they could not stop them on first down. And Grady Nate was not great. Because we mentioned it, we'll probably say it again before the end of the show. The Kansas City Chiefs, outside of Patrick Mahomes being him, that interior offensive line of Tooney and Trey, and the left guard's name, but they are all pro.
The center, Creed Humphrey.
Creed Humphrey.
Phenomenal.
That's where they were going, right there. Right there. That's linemen getting off blocks. That's damn linebackers coming downhill trying to make some plays, and they didn't do that yesterday. They didn't.
Now, first couple games of the year, we got pretty used to seeing Grady's name and hearing Grady's name, and he had looked really good coming off that injury. They did a nice job against him and the rest of those guys on the inter. I thought Judon played well yesterday.
He did. He played hard.
He was active.
Played hard.
Probably the most.
Played hard.
I don't. Maybe he's in the best shape or whatever that he's been in so far. He looked good. He was kind of. And then you mentioned it, man. Jesse Bates will separate you from the football.
Yes, he will.
What a play he made on Kelsey to get the ball out of his hands. He's always around the ball. That interception we just talked about there. And the defense in general has been good.
They're
giving up 20 points a game.
It's been fine.
Like, with what you have offensively, like talent-wise, track record-wise, money-wise, you've invested in this offense, you should be able to win games when you're averaging 20 points per game on defense. Scored 3 points in the second half yesterday, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Scored 0 points in the second half week 1 against the Steelers.
You're not doing anything to help yourself on offense, man. You're not putting yourself in good position. You're one of the worst third down teams. That's all got to be corrected.
Yep.
And it can be corrected, but it's got to go because you got to win on first and second down. You can't be losing first down, losing 2 yards on a damn bubble screen. And that's why I said, what was the tell? What was the tell that they kept doing it? And then – if I'm going to run a bubble screen with Mooney, you know who side I'm running the bubble screen to? Drake London.
Yeah, put Drake over there.
Yeah.
Kyle, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody big.
Yeah.
Not Ray Ray.
That's a deception. I mean, he blocked the hell out of it in practice, though.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Sure he did. Again, good day for Drake. Like you mentioned earlier, had the touchdown catch on that first drive. Darnell continues to be his favorite target.
Mm-hmm.
8 catches, 66 yards. Kyle Pitts with the one huge play.
Big play.
Had another nice catch later. Had an opportunity to, and I don't blame Kyle for this because it got fouled and the ball wasn't
Throw
put where it needed to be put.
Up for him.
Had an opportunity to have the play of the game and honestly the play of the season thus far for the Falcons, because if that ball – If he throws that ball high enough to hit the goalpost,
Kyle goes and gets it.
Kyle grabs that ball easy, comes down with it in bounds, and it's the play of the night. Here's Kirk Cousins on the no call on the PI.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a good viewpoint on it. It was tough. I was anticipating working Mooney, and when the safety then was there, came back to Kyle, but I felt like I was a little late.
You were late
to get to him and was running out of real estate. And in hindsight, if I could have to play over again, I either would have gotten to Kyle earlier, or if I were to get to him as late as I did, to put the ball up higher.
Yep.
There you go, Curtis.
Not even really put it in the ref's hands at that point.
There it is.
That's kind of where I, would correct my own play.
I agree 100% with you, Kurt.
Because it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't,
He was fouling him. He would have caught it anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
If he would have thrown it higher.
Yes, I agree. And everything that Kurt said. And that's my first time hearing the clip.
Yep.
And so, but yeah, he's absolutely correct. You got to put it up there to go get, let Kyle go make a play for you, man. And that's what they need to do more and more with him down that area. I love the play design, the play call. He was fouled, but Kurt got to throw the ball up there, man. When you have that coverage with the Kyle Pitts, you don't go to Mooney. You go him.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
And repeatedly in the red zone.
Yes.
Like we need to get to the point where you're working a play into Kyle Pitts every series that you're in the red zone, especially inside the 10. What do they call that? Like redder zone or something like that? Whatever. They've
different
got
name.
Terms
different for it.
And then like the 30 in is like the green. Anyway, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. When they're in goal to go situations, one of the 3 plays needs to be designed to Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
And I half wonder if sometimes you hear about quarterbacks getting a wide receiver that's just so fast, like a guy that they've never played with that's that fast before, and you almost have to train yourself that there's no such thing as throwing it too far.
Yeah.
You just lead them, and they're going to go. They're going to run under it.
Yep.
Kyle's not like that, but there's no such thing as too high.
Yeah, throw it
like,
there. Give
you could have thrown that ball in; it would have landed in the third row, and Kyle still would have gone and gotten it because he's huge. He's 6'6". He's got a 40-inch vertical, and that route. He was undisturbed in terms of his path to the ball. He was running and jumping off one foot. Like you could have thrown it 12 feet in the air and Kyle would have caught it.
Throw it too low.
Unfortunately, now that doesn't admonish the refs. That was a missed call.
Yes, it was.
It's a very bad missed call and a really important.
If it was the other way around, if it was Kelce,
everybody
would throw a damn flag.
Every ref on the field would have threw a flag.
Everybody would throw a damn flag.
Now they tried to say sorry. Because they gave you, there was three penalties on that final drive, one of which wasn't a penalty.
That Chris Jones play was not a penalty.
So two of which probably weren't penalties. Yeah, one of them was, but yeah, there was some our bads, but that doesn't really make up for it. First and goal from the one is a little bit different than getting first downs as you sort of matriculate the ball
like
down.
Get his little ass out there. Ray-Ray.
Dude, Ray-Ray can't block.
You can't block that guy from where you are. He has a safety on this play right here, but the safety's already inside. Yeah. You got to make a swoop call. Swoop!
And Ray-Ray, like, it looked like, I forgot, I thought it was a sack. It wasn't. It was a tackle for loss on Bijan.
Yeah.
He was apologizing to Bijan before he was even on the ground.
My bad, man.
I can't block this guy.
Yeah, my bad, dog.
I'm like 5'7", man. Like, I can't,
Look, he can't.
I can't be the blocker.
That's his guy.
Yeah,
no, the guy's inside. He couldn't get there. You got to take a better damn angle and wash him into the pile.
There's nothing I can do.
No, never mind.
There's nothing I can do on this play.
Yeah.
All right. Any more thoughts on this one before we transition?
No, because I like the transition.
All right, we'll get to the.
I like the transition you're going.
My premeditated transition.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, we'll get the phone lines open in half an hour. Good Sunday for guys named Malik.
There you go, baby.
In the NFL.
Yeah, man.
We'll start with the first round draft pick wide receiver Malik Nabers.
Dude.
Now Robinson in motion left. First and goal at the 5. Jones back, looks, fires it into the end zone. Touchdown, Nabers, on the skinny post. Jones looked left all the way. Snap back, Nabers on the skinny post.
He's a
catch.
He's a good player.
Oh my God. He had like two of them yesterday.
Yeah.
But that touchdown grab was unbelievable.
He's got body control.
Yeah.
Like he's up in the air making a crazy acrobatic catch while at the same time figuring out how am I going to get my feet down.
Yeah, dog.
And
that was a hell of a grab.
Beautiful.
That was a hell of a grab. He had another one on the sideline as we talked about. And don't look now. I mean, the Giants. They got some momentum going. I know they're playing the Browns and everything. But, like, the Browns had so many drops yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't. You were telling me that.
So many drops. And then, like, on the biggest play of the game, Deshaun puts it right on the money. And old boy drops it.
0-2 at home for the Browns.
Matt, I mean, they just beat up, man.
Losing to the Giants.
They're a bad team. Then we talked about Malik Willis, man. Malik Willis.
Let's do it.
Jacobs to his right. Reed in motion to the right side. And faking the handoff. Willis on a bootleg to the right side. Makes the turn to the end zone. He's in for the touchdown. Malik Willis on a 5-yard touchdown scamper around the right end. And the Packers strike first.
I know that felt good.
Yeah, boy. You go back. They traded you.
Yeah.
I didn't think he could play. But
it didn't look
right
like
now,
he could.
LaFleur is a hell of a coach.
Yep.
This man changed his whole offense. Dude. And you were watching some of the highlights of the game, and you can tell what he's being told. Talking about Malik, if it ain't there, run it.
Yeah, pull it down.
If it ain't there,
worst case scenario, you take a sack.
Yes.
Best case, you didn't throw an interception. Pull it down and see if you can scamper for something. Yeah. And he did, man. The dude ran for 75 yards yesterday, and that touchdown you just heard.
Mike had a rough game yesterday, too. Mike Hughes.
Mm.
Yeah, he had a rough game yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a rough game in the slot. Yeah.
Yeah. Mahomes will do that to people.
Yeah, he had a rough one, though. Get a rough one.
But no, nice performance from Malik Willis.
Yeah,
goes back and beats the Titans. They're 2-1.
Game ball. It's been a lot of petty game balls every week.
Sure.
Russ got one. Arthur Smith got one here.
Yeah, he did.
Obviously, he got
Malik Willis got the game ball yesterday.
Petty game ball yesterday.
No, but I'm with you as far as the LaFleur thing goes. Like, there's just something about a guy being able to adapt like LaFleur did,
mm-hmm.
but then also Malik being able to do just exactly what he's being asked
mm-hmm.
to do. Like, you're not going to have to do much, and you're not going to have to start that many games because Love's coming back. He's our franchise guy.
Yeah.
But just get us to that point.
Yeah.
Get us to next week and just give us enough good play to help us win the game.
That's what he did.
One touchdown thrown, no interceptions.
Good
one touchdown ran for. They win that game 30-14 on the road. Nice start for the Green Bay Packers. Man. All right, we'll come back. NFL No Huddle Round 2, bunch of other games to get to. If you have any Indianapolis Colts wide receivers on your fantasy team, you should drop them. You don't need them. That you could start the defense that's playing against the Colts. That'd be probably a better move. But yeah, it's not going to go good for you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 on the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NFL No Huddle number 2 here on a Monday afternoon. Every Monday we go NFL No Huddle from noon to 12:45. We'll get the phone lines open in about 20 minutes as well. 404-726-0929 for Falcons fans to respond and react to last night's loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now on to the Saints.
Yeah, man.
On to the Saints, who turns out they're not unbeatable.
No,
turns out they're not the offensive juggernaut that people had declared them to be. Philly's defense played great.
They played so good. Damn, Carter was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I think that's the best game I've seen Jalen Carter.
He was everywhere
play,
yesterday.
Since Georgia, Nicole, yeah, he played incredible.
Nicole played well yesterday.
Yep.
And it goes to show that if you take away what makes that offense go and make Derek Carr have to beat you, that is what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. It's been his whole career like that. And so, yeah, I mean, give the credit to the Eagles. Jalen Hurts was okay. Saquon ran the hell out. He had 10 yards in the first half.
Saquon's awesome.
And just ran, just toted him to a victory, man. He toted him to a victory.
147 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You want to hear the long one?
Yeah, let me hear it.
We got the long one. Because obviously it was, you know, long week for Saquon.
Yeah, man.
With the way that game ended on Monday night. He answered pretty good yesterday.
He was rolling, too.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
Dallas Goedert had a huge game as well.
Oh, dude.
10 catches, a buck 70.
They ran into each other on the play, on the big play. I mean, they just, the two defenders just ran right into each other. Dallas Goedert was great. But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts guys have turned the ball over. Now, I'm glad Smitty's okay, because that was a bad hit that he took. He already a buck 14. And then they get sandwiched between two big guys like that, man. But hopefully he's going to be fine. But, I mean, I'm not putting that interception in the end zone on him, because – you got to cross his face. You got to cross his face if you spin. And Honey Badger is so damn good and so smart. And he was in the right place at the right time. But, yeah, if they want to go where they want to go, Jalen Hurts got to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, no doubt about
it.
Got
to stop turning the ball over.
Big win for them, though, coming off of the way things ended on Monday Night Football. Saints are 2-1 now, as are the Bucs. Now, the Saints losing to the Eagles, I think, especially the way that game went, understandable.
Right.
Eagles are talented. They got a lot going on this season. Bucks getting beat at home by the Broncos 26-7. They got smoked by the Broncos. That's a tough pill to swallow.
It looked like Sean Payton is a hell of an offensive play caller. It looked like he simplified things for Bo. He simplified it. He put him in a position where he could use his athleticism, his ability to run the football. But Tampa just laid a damn egg. This guy would have, they laid an egg. Baker was never comfortable the whole game. Couldn't run the football. I mean, that's just unexplainable. I don't want to say it's like the Raiders, because the Raiders will always let you down when they have some good stuff. But it was just unexpected for them to lose to the Broncos.
Yeah, it
like that
definitely
like
was that. No question, given the way that they had looked. And they beat the Lions the week before, played very well. The way that the Broncos had been playing, and then you just sort of take a big picture snapshot of the NFC South. So much of the narrative coming off of last week was, okay, Saints are 2-0, they're scoring all these points. Buccaneers, man, the momentum of last year's playoff run, they beat the Lions, they're 2-0. They got the Broncos, they're going to be 3-0. The Panthers bench their quarterback. It's mayhem. It's a disaster. And then they beat the hell out of the Raiders.
Yes.
They were up 21-0 in that game.
Yeah. Red Rifle, baby.
Andy Dalton.
He got one in him now.
The Andy Dalton.
He's going to look like crap the rest of the year, though.
Yeah.
He's going to look like Andy.
Don't get tricked into thinking Andy. And he had a nice run. He had a nice career in Cincinnati. He's been backup since then. Solid, serviceable backup quarterback. But no, I saw a lot of the reaction was, oh, man, Bryce really sucks. Like, he's worse than we even thought.
Dude, that was bad.
That might be true. But yeah, that new quarterback, that backup quarterback energy, not to mention the fact that the Raiders they're a bunch of jokers.
They are.
They're a bunch of jokers.
Now you got business decisions. I mean, AP out there saying people making business decisions. So I don't know. It's a mess out there.
What do you think he means by that?
I don't know.
Because normally, when you say someone makes a business decision.
He's talking about a specific player
that
everybody in that locker room knows.
Well, I think everyone in there knows what he means. Yeah.
You have audio? Let me hear it real quick.
Oh, okay. Because he didn't just say someone's making business decisions. It's what he said on the back end of that makes it even more interesting.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Yeah, so that means we got to do something.
Yeah, man.
Right? I mean, again, business decisions tend to be like, I didn't put my nose in there for a tackle.
Right.
I eased up. I wasn't willing to do the extra hard work that I knew was going to hurt, whatever. That's a tough thing to say.
Yeah,
like that's a manhood thing.
That ain't
right
a good sign, right? Exactly. That's him calling out somebody's manhood. I saw Max Crosby said so many people need to look themselves in the mirror. So it's somebody that everybody know who it is. I don't know who it is, and I can't speculate who it is.
Well, we're gonna know if they trade him.
But it's somebody.
We're gonna make business decisions can only mean one of three things.
Yeah.
Well, one of four things, and one of them would be we're not gonna do anything.
Right.
We just said it publicly because it sounded good. Trade him, cut him, bench him.
Yeah.
Those are business decisions.
Yeah. Interesting. It'd be interesting.
Yeah. It'd
be very, very.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Very interesting.
The Colts won a game against the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Neither one of those teams is particularly good. Romo Dunze had a really nice day.
He did.
For the Bears.
He did.
Six catches, $112, and a touchdown.
That's
his
why
first
I was just
touchdown
laughing
of his career.
Before we came to the first one, because they were fussing over the ball.
Because it was both of their first touchdowns.
It was both of their first touchdown. So I'm thinking, like, who gets the ball? And so.
Cut it in half.
That's what I was going to say. Do something. It can stay at my house half the time. Stay at your house half the time. But that's my first ball. I mean, I want to keep it.
Yeah.
I want to keep it. But Caleb, that's his first touchdown pass. All I know is this. I don't know how they lost this game. Because Anthony Richardson was dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Andy unexplainably throwing interception with you. Like, what the – well, he can throw it. He's uber talented.
He can throw it 80 yards in the air.
Yeah, but can't.
But sometimes,
just like damn.
Sometimes
damn.
You just need to throw it six.
Damn, son.
Accurately.
That's how a lot of his plays are when they're not explosive
they
like that.
Exactly,
damn, son.
Right.
Like, damn, son.
Well, that was the whole thing coming out of Florida. It was like, yeah, I mean, we all see the athleticism and the size and the speed and all that kind of stuff, but we've also seen him play quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not like one of these guys like Josh Allen, one of these guys that played at like a secret college in the middle of nowhere.
Played Florida.
He played at Florida.
Yeah.
He was on TV every Saturday. We saw it. We watched him play.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Wyoming is now considered a secret college. That's
not like how you said that. A secret college.
In a flyover state.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's what he was there. I know he was hurt most of the year last year, but that's what he was there. It's what he is now.
I guess.
Maybe that's what he is. It's possible that
Shane
that's what
may,
he is.
Shane may be able to get him right, but that was awful.
don't look now, and I don't know that anyone's surprised by this, but don't look now, but the Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-0.
That's Justin's job.
They just, yeah, I mean, you can't, you don't take a job from a guy who's 3-0 and he's doing what you're asking him to do.
Yeah, that's Justin's job.
Played better yesterday than he had in the first 2 weeks also.
He played really, and I thought they let him do a little bit more. Now, early in the game, when they let him do a little bit more, damn, they turned the ball over. So, okay. Here you go, Najee. Just run the ball, Najee. But, I mean, defensively, Watt was unbelievable. Herbert was hobbled yesterday. Saw a Tyler Heineke moment and everything. Taylor Heineke.
I think it was his first throw, right?
Yeah.
Comes in, back up, first throw, interception.
Yeah.
So, Herbert's hurt now. Yeah. High ankle sprain. Yeah. He gets hurt.
Yeah.
So, one thing about him, big guy, but he gets hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that. They're in trouble if he's out.
Yeah, I mean they want to run the football. We know that with Jim, but Jim and Greg Roman, as far as the offensive play calling and all those things, but they got to have him healthy still. They got to have him healthy to give you that threat of what they want to do throwing the ball.
Seahawks beat the Dolphins, not surprisingly. Yeah. Dolphins are playing a backup quarterback. The highlight of that game, I don't know, it was a highlight, low light, whatever. The Dolphins quarterback got sacked.
I know. I saw
his ass came out.
And his ass came out, yeah. Man. I mean, that happens sometimes. It's happened to the best of us, Andy. But yeah, I mean,
who's the best of us?
I mean, if you've worn football pants, you got your pants put on for it. Yeah. While somebody's tackling you or something. You know, right? Everybody's seen. Everybody know. A lot of people in Miami know what my butt looks like.
People's
right? Okay. It happens. It happens. All right. It happens. it happens.
Kids still pants each other.
Yes.
That's the thing still?
Yeah, my kids still do it to each other.
That's a dicey
just,
move.
It just is. Like, I told you, you can't, like, no.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It's just, not a good.
It's not good, man.
But then also, like, people wear their pants low now, so they're almost half there for
anyway,
you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can't buy draws and nobody see them.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't.
That's why people are buying. Yeah. That's why they're so expensive now.
Yeah.
Because they're out half the
Dude,
time.
Dude, I saw
you got to have fancy ones if they're hanging out.
One pair of draws for $30. A $30 pair of draws. I would wear them things every day. I'd wash them and wear them over. $30 for some draws? You know how many pair of draws you can get for $30?
You can get a lot of pairs.
Hell yeah.
I have some $30 pairs.
You got some $30 draws?
They're like hiking ones.
Ugh.
You got super comfortable.
They got hiking draws.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like if you're wearing them and so you have to pack less, if you're going on like a multiple day trip,
uh-huh.
You can just take them and wash them. They're easy to wash and dry.
But they handle musk.
Wash them in the creek.
Yeah, they handle musk well.
They don't hold the musk.
Yeah.
They release the musk.
Okay.
It's like a dry fit pair of boxer briefs.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm saying.
It's like a cool hug on your junk.
Do you wear them to anything other than hike?
I wear them to work.
Okay, I was curious. No, I wasn't curious that he had draws, but I was just
not now. These
you
ones,
know what?
We went too far.
It ain't important.
Too far down that road. Too far down that road.
Yeah,
Seahawks are 3-0, and unexpectedly good for them. The Ravens get a win, desperately needed a win on the road against Cowboys, and they were beating the absolute hell out of the Cowboys. And then I guess they thought the game was only three quarters long.
I don't know what the hell happened right there?
They were up 28-6 in that game.
Yeah.
The game finishes 28-25.
Yeah.
Good for them for getting the win, but yeah, they decided to take their foot off the gas in that.
I love what Lamar said after the game. Like, I don't know what we were doing. Well, I mean, why did we basically call out Jim Harbaugh? Like, why did we stop pounding them? And Derrick Henry things. He got 12 for 21. 21 was covered up behind him. Anything Derrick saw him, pow, hit him with that damn stiff arm. Dallas stinks defensively.
They really do.
They really stink. CeeDee Lamb needs to stop whining, all right?
And fumbling,
all right? But, yeah, they can't run the football. I mean, maybe you get Dalvin Cook in there and let him get some run now.
Maybe.
Because Zeke ain't it. But Dallas is
that's where they're
Dallas
at.
Dallas' defense is awful. And, I mean – Who to play the Giants on Thursday night. You don't think they're going to run it? So good for Singletary. Singletary was toting that thing yesterday also. But, yeah, they stink.
49ers blew
a pretty big
lead against the Rams.
Oh,
they're 1-2 now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good credit to the Rams, though, for that one.
And Minnesota Vikings,
in the
man.
Fourth.
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
He's still playing well, Andy.
He's hurt.
He's still playing well.
Hopefully Darnold's okay.
To
take the Texans out like that, 34-7, the story, I know Darnold's going to get a lot of the headlines, and he should. He's playing good. That Vikings defense is disgusting.
And I love we saw something on the injury front for the Falcons. Caleb McGarry sprained MCL. They're going to see how long it takes after the MRI, how long he's going to be out. But, like, he's going to be out. Also, Dalman, same difference. So both of them look like they're going
to
be
out. So they both have to do further testing today.
Yes. But it looks like they're both going to be out.
But they're both going to miss some time.
Yeah,
don't know how much. I'm hopefully avoid the IR.
Yeah.
But, that's 40% of your offensive line right there.
Yep. That looks like you're going to be out without them.
That ain't good. All right. We'll come back and get the phone lines open for Falcons fans. The phone number is 404-726-0929. Call us up. Certainly react to what happened last night. Take a big picture, three-game snapshot if you'd like. Just kind of where you're at on a Monday after last night's Sunday night football game against the Chiefs. Falcons phone calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Obviously, the big story of the day is the Falcons coming up short against the Chiefs last night, 22-17. Sunday night football, a couple chances in the fourth quarter to get the go-ahead score, and unfortunately they could not do it. We'll get the phone lines open in just a minute as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. I know normally we do the back page with Bo at 1240. Bo had said that he wanted to give a quick shout. I ran into a couple listeners yesterday and wanted to give a quick shout out before we get to some phone calls.
It was just one listener that I know of, but if shout out to you first for a great party. You know, we hung as long as we could, but I'm glad we did end up leaving and not leaving the car because we had a softball game Sunday.
Yeah, you did the right thing. You made the responsible decision.
Great freaking party. You know, Olivia comes right behind me as we're leaving with both bags that we brought because I'm just a dumb and forget stuff. Look, hey, it's my dog. I have my back. Yeah, man. Hey, so we did have a softball game yesterday. It was like 95 freaking degrees yesterday. We played Decula. Shout out to one of the coaches on Decula's team, BJ, who came and found me before the game. He was like, I saw Norcross on our schedule. I was hoping it was going to be all. Listens every day. He's listening right now. He was like, you're going to shout me out on the back page? I was like, hell yeah, I will, man. So that's awesome.
Shout out to BJ.
Hard fought game, back and forth all game. We ended up winning. Abe Gordon was in the building yesterday. 2 days in a row, Abe Gordon's in the building. Brought us some good luck. Randy was there on Saturday. We appreciate it.
Couldn't make my party, but I guess
I had a good time. I know we got to get the callers, but because I went to Juice's game last year, but I was like from the flow up when I got there because we were out partying, day drinking all day. So I got here, I was good. And as soon as I get there, first of all, she's playing catcher. Her pop time.
Really?
Yeah, man. Juice pop time.
That's awesome.
And then because I wanted to see her hit. And so she hit first pitch, rips it. Now they called her out on some bull jive. Now it was some bull jive. But
she made it all the way around a third. Yeah. She ended up getting the base hit.
Hey, but softball moms. Woo, man.
Really?
Yeah, boy.
Like, what do you mean?
Good,
obviously, bad, loud.
Obviously,
mean,
you have a good relationship with the parents, which is always good. But damn, they loud.
Oh yeah,
loud and always correcting. Like Robbie's wife, that's his wife. That was sitting behind me. She's so funny. Like she knew all the rules, everything. She had me crying. Run her over then if she's in the way. I was like, yeah, run her over. They were so awesome though. Her, especially Juice's mom, so nice too. But yeah, boy, I was like, damn. What if Bo says anything to any of them?
No, I try not to.
Yeah, no. But I know you won't.
I'll stay focused.
Yeah, stay
I know
in the
you
lane.
Won't to. I know you
what
won't
you
to.
Think's in them Stanley Cups, dog?
I know you won't
as the game goes on. Check this out, though. Juice's stat line yesterday: pitches three innings. All right, 7 strikeouts.
Whoa.
All right, I made the mistake before this season started. I paid her for strikeouts last year because she wasn't getting a whole lot.
Wait, is this legal?
Pitcher.
Are you allowed to do this?
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
You know, in candy bars.
Sure.
So for those of you counting at home, through this season, 4 games, we're 3-1, by the way. She's pitched a total of 7 innings, has 13 strikeouts.
Wow.
There you go, Juicy.
That's Chris Sale stuff.
Now,
that's
she
incredible.
She does walk some folks.
Spencer Strider stuff.
You know, and that's how we get in trouble. A walk in this league is as good as a run most of the time because all they do is run around the bases, you know. But not when Juice is behind the plate. She's holding them
that's
on
awesome.
Saturday, man. It was fun.
That's awesome. All right, 404-726-0929. Reacting to the Falcons game from last night. We'll start with Eric, who's in Dallas. What's up, Eric?
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on, Phyllis?
Hey, man.
Hey, let's not start the call off with what we could have done. I think we all watched the game. We know what we could have done differently. However, that was the biggest test of the season so far. Mm-hmm. And we held up against the defending Super Bowl champs. You know, the shortcomings we had, we still were right there. We had the chance to win the game twice at the end of the game. So, you know, I think that we're going to be just fine on offense. We shore up our run defense a little bit. This offense is going to start to come alive, man. And I think that when it comes alive, it's going to come alive in a big way. So tell me what you all think.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, I'm with you from the big picture standpoint of I do think this team's good.
I don't think they're not a good football team.
I think they're a good team.
Yes.
And I think we've seen them improve from week to week for sure.
Yes.
Again, I don't know how ready I am for that to be the focus of my conversation on a Monday after a loss like that.
We lost.
We'll get there as the week goes on and talk about how they can beat the Saints this weekend. But, like, I couldn't – when that game ended last night, I'm not like, oh, man, great. awesome. They're really good. Like that, I was like, well, dang, man. They had multiple opportunities in the fourth quarter to win this game at home against obviously an incredibly good team. Yeah. I know that the Chiefs are really, really good.
I like Eric's positivity, though.
I do too. And I like that. And I understand where he's coming from.
They lost.
I'm a little bit more focused on what the hell you're doing on fourth down and why you're not taking the points in the fourth quarter. From a big picture standpoint, yes. From a nitpicky standpoint, which is where I am on a Monday after the game less than 24 hours ago, it's, man, it would be nice if you could run the ball more effectively in short yardage. You have to get better on third down. This team, as much as I agree that this offense is going to continue to improve and has an opportunity to be the strength of the team, not if they don't get better on third down.
They have to get better. Not if they get better on first and second.
Absolutely.
But no, I like Eric's positivity and everything like that. But my focus is on they lost yesterday.
They lost. They lost a game that they could have won.
Yeah.
And they didn't, unfortunately. Xavier is in Gwinnett. Hey, Xavier.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hello.
I think the defense is playing a whole lot better than I thought before the season. I don't know if you just throw a bunch of players together. I don't know how it's going to work, but it seems like you're playing better. However, I'm still not sold on this offense. I feel like they don't turn Drake into a possession receiver. I feel like they still haven't really figured out what to do with Kyle Pitts.
Agree.
And I feel like Kirk is not really playing any different than the older Matt Ryan at this point. One of the reasons we don't get a lot of third downs is because we don't have a quarterback who could make that play to get another 2 or 3 yards or 2 or 3 seconds to prolong the play. So I don't really see our offense getting really much better. I don't really care what happens. Well, the line.
All right, Xavier.
All right, well, he is who he is. He ain't running for no damn first downs a lot of times.
No.
Young ass Matt Ryan didn't run a lot for him.
That one, though.
He wanted to go. He wanted to go. I was like, get out of there, Kirk.
I know he's not running and picking up, but like that one was a little egregious.
I was like, go.
It's like even Kirk Cousins off Achilles needs to be able to pick up those 2 yards.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You need to step into that pocket.
I agree with that, but I was like, go.
Yeah, that was bad. Yes. That was very, very slow and very bad.
Yeah.
As far as the other parts of Kirk Cousins' game thus far, like certainly there's been good moments, but yeah, he's still not sharp yet. Like he's still a little bit hesitant. Is that the right word?
He's burping the baby.
He's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Like you can see some of the throws are,
right.
But a lot of the throws are just a slight half second delayed, and that's the difference in the NFL. Obviously, he's just not quite there yet as far as the chemistry with the receivers and. I got to think it's going to get there.
But there's
moments where it's like,
let it go.
Now you got to let it go.
It's still a work in progress. It is. But
I agree on the Kyle Pitts thing.
Yeah, I definitely agree to the Kyle Pitts thing.
Still not enough.
Nope. It is not.
It's not enough.
It's not even near.
Now, if he catches that ball on third down and it's a touchdown, then he has 3 catches for what would have been what?
70 yards.
70, something like that, and a touchdown.
Yes.
That's easier to live with than 2 catches for 59, and 50 of which coming on one play. Now, he had 8 targets.
He did.
No, sorry. My bad. He had 5 targets.
Five targets.
That's not enough.
Kyle needs to be 8. I like Moody and everything. Moody don't need to have 8 targets.
Yeah, Drake's got 9. Moody's got 8.
No.
Kyle's got 5. Kyle needs more than 5 targets.
Yes, he does. I mean, they got something's got to change.
Yeah. Hassan is in Austell. Hey, Hassan.
What's going on, y'all?
Hello.
What up, son?
My take, look, man, this defense is real. Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris, man, they got this defense playing, man. They kept us in the game these last 3 games. We got to execute, man. It's just as simple as that, man. Kirk, Zach Robinson, the play calling in the red zone. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to not just win. Field. If we go down, we had 2 chances to score. The defense got us the ball back.
Yep.
If we go down here and get it, punch in 2 touchdowns, then the game is put away. That's what good football teams do. They don't count on field goals and all that. They go down the field and score. My take, man, if we start this season off 1-3, man, Thursday night football, Tampa Bay comes in, man, let Mike get the start. And see what he can do, man, before the season is lost.
Hassan.
There it is.
Don't be doing that, Hassan. Oh, let Mike play. No, Mike is not going to play unless something happens to Kirk.
Yeah, only injury is going to lead to that.
Only injury.
Kirk's improved from week to week.
Yeah,
again, we just talked about the things you need to see, though. Like, it's not good enough yet, and it needs to get better. But, I do think that some of the positivity that you hear today – I'm good. That's good, and you're right. Like there's been a lot of good play. It's still frustrating to be 1-2.
Yeah,
1-3 is a whole different thing.
It's a different.
And that's in division, and that's your rival, and that's at home as well.
And then you're
0-3 at home if you lose this weekend, and a short week. Like, yeah, like that positivity very quickly turns back into what it was after that Pittsburgh game.
Damn right it
is. Wasn't a lot of that drive against the Eagles was so good that the Falcons erased the negativity from week one and made people okay with what happened yesterday for the most part.
But that's the thing about it. I'm not okay with yesterday.
No, neither am I.
I'm not okay with
you
yesterday.
You have to be better than that. You had an opportunity to beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home with two different drives in the fourth quarter
and you
where you're in the
it.
Red zone and you didn't score. Now, field goals are scoring. Like, I know Hassan said you can't be settling. It's not settling. Like, if you get into the red zone and you stall out and you get field goals, they count.
They count as points.
And when you lose by five and you didn't kick two field goals in the red zone in the fourth quarter, that's six.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. I understand if you kick that first field goal, there's no guarantee that your defense does exactly what it did on the next drive. But say they did, okay? Mm-hmm. Say they did, then you get the ball back, and everything's different. You're down two. You have so many more opportunities and options at your fingertips rather than having to get into the end zone the way that they did. But they didn't. And this is probably something that we're just going to have to wrap our heads around because it is what it is in the NFL in 2024. Teams don't kick field goals.
They don't kick field goals.
But they did the week before.
Yep.
That's what blows me away. Is I guess they don't kick field goals in the second half.
Ah, there it is.
That's what it
that
is.
That damn card,
because in the first half, they kicked three field goals against the Eagles that all added up to helping them win that football game. That last drive's not possible if they don't kick those field goals in the first half against the Eagles. But in the fourth quarter, I guess field goals aren't worth the same as
it's
they
the card.
Are in
it's
the first
card.
Half.
It's the card, Andy. The card says do not kick in the fourth quarter.
Nah, we don't do it. Can't kick unless it's a game-winning field goal.
Yes.
Unless you're only down, you're down two or one, then you can kick it.
Right. But if you're down,
or three.
If you're down,
four or five.
If you're down four with 4 minutes left in the game.
Defense has been good.
They play well.
Defense has been good.
They've been playing better. Offensively, it's always and it's like that league-wide. It's a rhythm business. And most teams aren't in it right now.
No, they're not.
But the Falcons, in the Falcons' case, the Falcons are not doing well on the early downs, so give them a chance on third.
The unfortunate thing is that, yes, league-wide this is happening, but there's also teams that are having a bit more success than the Falcons are. Right now, the Falcons offensively, points per game-wise, live in the neighborhood of the Carolina Panthers, the Tennessee Titans, the Giants.
That's not good, Andy.
No, that's not the neighborhood you want to live in.
Yeah, Will Levis did another boneheaded play yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick six.
Didn't matter because they lost by a couple touchdowns. I guess it mattered. But,
pick six.
You know what I mean? No, the Falcons are averaging 16 points a game. It's not very many.
Ew.
They need more than that.
They need more drives. They need more time, possession. Yeah.
Which it all gets back to being better on first, so you can be better on second, so you can be better on third. Drives can be longer. You can score more points. You can kick field goals if you want. It'd be great to score touchdowns. They didn't do either in the fourth quarter yesterday. All right. We'll come back. We'll get back into, of course, this. Thanks for the phone calls. We'll get some audio, get you an update on Drew Dahlman and Caleb McGarry as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.